My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Dude. 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 Well, I guess you've got a point there.
This is Sports Sunday.
Hey, Skid Mark Steve.
Hey, dude.
You still just hanging out playing Nintendo?
Well, if you must know, I'm in my second year of med school, and I'm training for the summer games. What are you two up to?
Just hanging out, playing Nintendo.
A recap of the sports week, a preview of today's games, and next week's big stories.
You think Shaq got rich playing in Orlando? Hardly. He made his fortune moving to L.A. You know how much he makes now?
As much as he made playing in college?
What? No.
Now, here are Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher.
What happened out there?
You know, it was a team effort, and I guess it took every player working together to lose this one.
Thanks, Doug. And so...
Hey, want to do an interview with me?
No.
With Sports Sunday on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Bob, in all my years of calling games, I don't think I've ever been this excited.
You're excited? Feel these nipples.
Hour number two, Sports Sunday, right here on 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2.
Hanging out playing Nintendo.
Got the Odyssey app. We also got YouTube, Twitch for the kids. You should use the Odyssey app because you can do a whole little thing where you can rewind the show and go back and listen to segments that were on the show that day. I use it all the time.
That's my favorite way to listen, actually, and I'm not just trying to say that.
Oh, no. I will give the Odyssey app a little plug here. I'll listen in the morning. I'll pop it on, listen to Dirt and Sprague, and then I'll go and see, they talked about this at 6:15 or 6:30 when I was asleep. I'm going to jump back and go back to that segment so I can listen to that part of the show. It's innovative. It's very futuristic.
Love it.
We can rewind radio.
We can go back and listen to our second segment from the last hour, the list of Olympic sports that are no longer played. Check it out.
Yes, exactly. Like live pigeon hunting, which, again, we need to bring it back. Just make it feral hog hunting.
Could we add that to like the, it's the biathlon, right? It's the shooting,
yes,
just at targets, and then the skiing.
I was right there with you. I was like, well, just get the people skiing and then release the wild hogs.
Release the hogs.
Could you imagine just guys and gals on skis running around a bunch of snowy dunes just trying to shoot and hunt a bunch of hogs? My God.
Yes. Yes. I definitely, I'll send in the letter to the Olympic commission.
Yeah. Get the people working on it.
Hey, listen, Joe, you're going to be in the U.S. here in 2028. We have a feral hog problem. It is just ravaging our country, and we need your help.
Control the hog population. Do your part.
I'm telling you, that would get some great ratings. Just seeing these dudes lifted up in helicopters. You got the helicopter cam, and yeah, I think we should definitely get that signed up onto the Olympics here. But what we need to do right now, as we have some football that we need to talk about.
Football!
What's more American than football? And the bells.
It's just getting ejected. It's too early. It's too early.
Oh, it's not too early. We are now officially, let's do the very entertaining sports counting on the radio. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Sundays until our first NFL Sunday. We have our season kickoff on September 5th, and then the first official full NFL Sunday on September 8th, right around the effing corner. Let's go.
Guys, can I also point out, this week, this Thursday, the Hall of Fame game, I always remember it.
That is wild.
It's right around my dad's birthday every year on August 2nd, and the Hall of Fame game, guys, we get real NFL football, preseason, but real NFL football this Thursday, August 1st.
It is like the unofficial start of football season, the Hall of Fame game, as they say.
Bears-Texans live from Canton, Ohio.
I'm sure Caleb Williams will play three quarters of that game, right? See some solid reps. CJ Stroud going to get some reps in that one, too, you know? Hopefully. We're down to three games in the preseason, right?
Yes.
We did that for the first time last year, or is this the first year that we're doing
it? Second year, I thought.
Yeah? Okay. Thank God.
Yeah. 17 games already happened. I think, actually, no, this is the third year of a three-game preseason.
There. Good. Thank God. But football, right around the corner. And we've got a very, very important division to this region here, the NFC West. We've got our Seattle Seahawk fans here in the Portland area. We have our Bay Area San Francisco fans in the area as well. I don't know if there are Cardinal fans really anywhere. I was going to say, I don't know if that's a thing. And then we have our Los Angeles Rams of St. Louis fans, one here in the studio with us and abroad. But the NFC West should be a very interesting division. I had to go out on a limb a few weeks ago because I believe Dirt and Sprague put out the poll question of who's going to finish last in the NFC West. Mm. But I will, I'll throw it back at you guys. Who do you think is going to be the worst division in this team? The worst team in this division, rather.
We're just drunk.
We're crushing it today. We're just doing great. Worst team in this division this year. Who are you going with?
Well, Caesar says it's going to be the Arizona Cardinals of St. Louis, but I mean, I probably agree with that, right? I mean, what? Do they have pieces? I mean, is there anything going on in the Arizona Cardinals world that makes you think, like, oh, they could put together 9 wins?
A full season of the child man, Kyler Murray.
Yeah. Newest coach, Jonathan Gannon.
Scampering around the field.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. But then again, is Geno going to play all the games for the Seahawks? You know, I mean... I don't know.
You might be alluding to something here.
I don't know.
Schultzy?
I mean,
who sucks in this division this year?
Easy decision for me. I do think it's the Cardinals. Like I hear from Jeremiah, there's just not much going on there. Yes, the Rams lost Aaron Donald, which I will get to. But I think a lot of people are worried that even with Matt Stafford, their defense is going to take a big step back. But Cardinals just don't have it. They have no semblance, at least haven't shown any semblance either under Cliff Kingsbury or Jonathan Gannon to get anything together. I don't know if Kyler Murray's playing more for himself or for the team at this point. It's probably for that next big contract. And I'm saying, what, 6 wins, 6-11 for the Cardinals this year?
Yes, it was back on June 11th. Dirt and Sprague, which team will finish last in the NFC West in 2024? In that poll question, a resounding Arizona Cardinals at 67.3%. The second place vote getter in that poll was your Seattle Seahawks, 24.2%. And that's who I went with. I said hot take Seahawks. First year head coach, offensive line is a concern, no tight end safety nets in Disley and Parkinson. So Geno will regress again. Linebacker core suspect. Seven come from behind wins in 2023. I can't imagine that they'll be that lucky again. But knowing that the Seahawks, they'll probably prove me wrong because, again, they came back from seven games last year. Seems like even after the Russell Wilson era that they were supposed to take a dip at Geno, and they haven't done that. And then I want to say it was one of the other shows recently, too. Right now at quarterback, who would you take? Try to keep past accomplishments out of it. Which of these two quarterbacks would you rather take, Geno Smith or Russell Wilson, right now?
Geno.
See?
Yeah.
When you really think about it, it's like trying to take out of what you've seen over the years and what you've seen them do as a professional in their entire career and try to think of the right now, what you expect in the future out of them, which of those two you would take.
I loved Russ, but his decision-making has... It's very suspect. And, you know, I mean, he played at a very high level for a very long time. And it's not sustainable. It's not sustainable.
You know, I think I need to amend my answer here. Because I did forget. Not really forget.
Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Well, no. Marvin Harrison Jr. is on my mind. But also Trey McBride. Really, really young stud tight end that with, what was it, I already forgot his name. The guy that got traded to the Vikings last year that was their quarterback for the first half of the season. Bald dude.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Yeah, seriously. It just totally escaped me. But along with him and Kyler Murray throwing the ball to him throughout the season had a really good breakout year. So there are pieces, and I do believe that Gannon's defensive mind is leading that team in the right direction, at least on that side of the ball. So I don't know. I think the Seahawks, first-year coach McDonald, probably going to have maybe four wins as opposed to, like, the Cardinals six or seven. So I'm going to say Seattle at the bottom. And
you're changing your answer to the Rams?
To be first? No, I still think the Niners are going to be first. But, yeah, you suck. No. You're funny. No, I say at the bottom it's going to be the Seahawks and then the Cardinals a close third.
$10. That's $10 right now.
Okay.
Bet you a Sando.
There you go.
Let's go,
Sando bet. Yeah, I'm going Seahawks finishing last. But this division, it's going to be a tight one. I think it's going to be a very good race this entire year. We'll actually pick this back up after the commercial break. Talk more of the NFC West, Rams, 49ers, Cardinals, Seahawks. Next here, Hot Corner.
Sports second Sunday.
Time, second good time for you, today. Buddy. Now the phone's really going to start ringing. Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
They're banging down the doors.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress.
Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
NFC West. All right, I got some over-under win totals. I got some divisional odds of who's going to win. And, so if you want to lose some money or perhaps win some money. NFC West division odds, the opening odds as of this very moment. Yes, the Cardinals projected to finish dead last. If you want to project or put some money on for them to win, plus 1,200, plus 1,300 at some books. Seahawks come in second, or third, rather, in the division odds at plus 750.
That's worth $5, just to throw it out there.
Yeah, take a
you
flyer.
You never know what can happen.
Never know, man. Injuries. This is what I say, too, is like the before the season, the predictions that you have for like, oh, I think this team's going to win the division. This is what I think. Always usually happens without any, taking into account any injuries. Like, oh, yeah, if this team stays healthy, because that's happened to every team in the history of NFL, right? Just no injuries all year long.
Every player plays every single game from start to finish.
That's amazing. How did we do this?
Ankles, knees, they're all great.
The Los Angeles Rams of St. Louis, plus 325, plus 350, plus 360, somewhere around in that range is what you're seeing for them to win the division. And then, of course, the San Francisco 49ers, minus 200, minus 225 is what you're looking for them. So Rams first, or excuse me, 49ers first, Rams second, Seahawks third, Cardinals fourth. Over under win total, though.
Yeah. Now, this is interesting.
NFC West, you got the Cardinals over under at 7.5 wins for them.
No chance. I take the under.
You're taking the under for the Cardinals?
Everything in my bank account on the under. How about they win five games?
How about this? The over under for the Seahawks also at 7.5.
Yeah. That's tough.
That is tough. That's closer.
They should be hitting the over. They should be.
They should win eight games.
I've seen predictions, though. Like, just some crazy people saying Arizona's going to win 11 games, which is like, what, are you out of your freaking mind?
Listen, we're not too far removed from the Cardinals being in the playoffs. I remember, I forget who they played. Oh,
they
it was against the Rams.
Win 11 games that year.
They played the Rams that year, and the Rams just destroyed them in the playoffs.
I could see peak season for that defense that, like I said, is getting better. They've got weapons. Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to add some excitement, like, to 9 wins. Yeah, 9, but not 11. Come on.
Yeah.
But I'd still say 6. That's where I'm sitting on the Cardinals this year. 6 wins.
Taking the under.
I'm going to take, yeah, because.
On the Seahawks, though?
I'm going to take the under on the Seahawks because I had to stand by my bet of them finishing last. So something wonky's going to happen in Seattle this year.
Think,
like I said.
Yeah, Geno regression or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, you wonder, like, this being probably the last year he is a Seahawk, potentially.
Oh, they're getting a quarterback in the draft next year. That's got to be their plan.
Again, first-year defensive-minded head coach. Like, maybe they're able to keep themselves in games because of their defense, but you just wonder, and especially the running back position. I know they have Kenneth Walker, like, but he wasn't able to stay completely healthy the entire year. They do have a great wide receiver core.
Still, yeah.
You know, this probably going to be the last year of Tyler Lockett as well. You hope that Jackson Smith Najigba is going to be able to take a little bit more of a leap this year. His rookie year was all right, but you felt like you could have gotten a little bit more out of him. You're really going to depend on that receiving core this year versus, like I said, having the safety nets of tight ends in years past that you're used to seeing with the Seahawks. I'm going the over. The Cardinals at the 7.5. I want to take the over, but also them having a 7-10 year, I could see that totally happening and that just being an improvement for them. But I think that if you're Arizona and you are expecting a full season with the Arizona or with Kyler Murray, that you would expect to have an 8-9 win season. If you're getting a full season out of him, right? Because again, the Cardinals, back-to-back 4-13 years, but when you had Murray, a fully healthy Kyler Murray, you went 11-6. So I would expect that the Cardinals fan base, that front office, that team is expecting to maybe not get back to that record, but at least being much more competitive and being in that 7-9 win total area.
High expectations, I guess. Dang.
Not high, just, again, being more competitive and being better than he'd been the last 2 years without Kyler Murray.
This is one of the toughest divisions in football, though.
I get it. And you have the Rams at over under 8.5 wins for their win total.
I take the over on that.
See, the Rams are an interesting team because is it just a matter of, like, as long as we have Matt Stafford and we have Cooper Kupp, we have Puka Nacua who came out of nowhere last year. Like, as long as we are set with those three and having a competent offense, having Stafford and McVay together, like, we'll be fine. We'll be at least pulling in 8 wins a year. Because since Stafford's gotten there, that's kind of how this team comes across. Is like, you can doubt us if you want, but we have a good enough quarterback, head coach, receiving core combo that we're going to at least get a... That's going to get us at least 7-8 wins a year. And then, you know, playing a good overall team game is going to get us a couple more wins on top of that.
Yeah. I'd agree. I don't know. I mean, I'm still thinking about the Cardinals, right? Where it's like, and the Rams are the same thing. Like, are they gonna go 500 against the division? Then what is that? You know, I mean, that already puts you at. I mean, if you think the Cardinals are gonna beat anybody in the division, if not, then that's already 6 losses, right? So,
yeah.
I mean, you play everybody twice, so I don't know. But the Rams, yeah, I mean, their wide receivers are good. Defense is going to be less good, right, as it's been?
Well, you lose Aaron Donald. I mean, it's definitely going to take a dip. And how you replace that, good luck.
They do supposedly have a very early prediction of a Rookie of the Year winner in edge rusher Jared Verse, member from Florida State. Their draft pickup was supposed to be, like, the guy to come in and be the new stalwart, the new anchor on that defensive line. We'll see if that actually happens. If he slips in, like you guys are saying, good wide receivers, Nacua and Kupp, I think, on their best day are, you know, the best wide receiver combo in the NFL, or like one of the top three, arguably, at this point. So Matthew Stafford looked really good, looked healthy last year. If he could repeat that in his old age, I don't see a problem on their offense. Kyren Williams broke out, finally solving their running back issue, basically not having anybody there for the past 2 or 3 seasons. So I think that they can do it, but there's just a lot of question marks. So what's the over-under? 8?
Yes, 8.5.
8.5? I'll say over at 9, maybe 10 wins. But, I mean, if everything goes right for them, yeah, they're a 13-14 win team. But I'm sitting more right around maybe the 10-11 win mark.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at their schedule, too, and that's a big part of it, right? I mean, yeah. They kind of got a tough draw. Play the Bills, play the Eagles, play the Dolphins. The Vikings are going to be good. You know, I mean, they probably beat the Patriots, the Saints, the Raiders.
Yeah. I mean, they should beat the Vikings, too. If you have either Sam Darnold or J.J. McCarthy ran out there, then,
yeah.
I mean, that's going to be we talked about that last week, is how many games does Sam Darnold get before they're like, okay, let's Yeah, we know this song and dance. Let's throw McCarthy out there. I mean, even just the beginning of the Rams schedule, you got at Detroit, at Arizona, which could just be a funky early season divisional loss.
Oh, it's my birthday.
You got to play San Francisco, at at Chicago, which God only knows how that team's going to look this year. And then you got to go, well, you'll be at home versus Green Bay, but and then you hit your bye week. You got an early bye week, too, so you got to sustain through the rest of the season. Rams, that will be an interesting season and team to watch there. And then San Francisco 49ers, again, projected to win the division. They have over-under of 11.5. And they kick off Monday Night Football against the New York Jets. That will be the first Monday night game.
Is Aaron Rodgers going to run out with the American flag and then snap his knee?
In San Francisco. He runs out in San Francisco with the American flag.
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
literally. You, A-Rodge.
Hometown boy.
Well, the San Francisco 49ers, yes. This team is still very good. Tons of talent up and down the roster. They should win this division. It's just a matter, and we are going to do this until the end of time. Is Brock Purdy just going to keep playing as well as he has to start his career? Don't see any reason why not to. The kid just keeps
it's no credit.
Proving it over it's and over
no
again.
No credit, man.
Because he doesn't make $20 million a year. Yeah. Nobody believes it. Well, can he repeat it again?
Yeah.
Nobody asked that about Justin Herbert.
Well, it's the draft bias, too. It's like,
yeah that's true.
No matter what, people, until they see it over a sustained amount of time.
Is 3 years not sustained amount of time?
Isn't that funny that he would be more highly regarded if he was like an undrafted free agent that came out of nowhere than being the last.
What a story.
Than being the last pick. Then it's like,
the fact that he was even picked, they're just like, well, I don't know.
You'd rather be not picked than be picked last.
Yeah, well,
because
actually,
it's just like a mark that carries with
but
you.
But he was a seventh rounder. Like, versus like, wow, undrafted free agent. What a move by the 49ers finding him.
Yeah.
What a gem.
He actually would have had a higher paycheck if he were an undrafted free agent, too. See? He would already be getting paid. That's kind of another crappy situation of him being Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah. Well, the 49ers schedule early is pretty nice. We'll have
the
New York
division schlubs.
Yeah, they have the New York Jets to start, which you want to say God only knows what's going to happen with the Bears season. God only knows what's going to happen with the Jets season. That should be very interesting. And then they go to Minnesota, should be a win. Go to the Rams, that should be a win. But again, divisional opponent, NFC West, always tough. Then you got New England, you got Arizona. So, I mean, just your first five games right there, I mean, you should be at the very least, 3-2, if not 4-1 to start the season.
Maybe 5-0.
Seriously, again, at the very least 3-2, maxing out at 5-0. Then you got at Seattle, Kansas City. You'll be playing Dallas, which that will definitely be a win because my Cowboys can never play well against good teams. But 49ers, they also have some interesting problems as far as Brandon Ayuk. Trent Williams, I think, is holding out. But as holdouts usually go, everybody ends up being happy. So I'm sure Trent Williams will be there week one. It's just a matter of Brandon Ayuk, if he will be there, which I would lean more towards he's going to be traded. Once you have the player asking for a trade, then it just starts creating a bunch of drama. And
not a good look.
Yeah, if he doesn't want to be there, have your team that is fully invested in being there. So
if they actually can rebound and if this offense can show some intestinal fortitude as far as like dealing with that emotion of missing another close Super Bowl call and then being there again and missing. I mean, these are humans, right? These aren't robots. I'm surprised that we're expecting these guys over and over and over again to put themselves back in that position when they've been so close and missed it before. I get it. Kittle, Ayuk, McCarthy. There's so many weapons that they have to play with. They won like what, 9 or 10 games by 10 points plus last year. They absolutely demolished opponents, and I just don't see that happening year after year after year. They've got a tough schedule. I think 9 playoff teams on their schedule this year. It's not easy. They could really have a good chance of having a pretty mediocre record this year.
All right. So it sounds like we're in lockstep as far as 49ers winning this division, though.
Yeah, but I agree that it could be one of those years where the NFC West team is like a 9 win team.
The warts start to show in San Francisco.
Yeah, where it's like, yeah, you won the NFC West, but you had to pay the toll to get through it because it is a tough division. And I mean, you know, like the Seahawks have had years like that where it's like, oh, we're 500 and we're going to make the playoffs. You know.
Remember the Cardinals? Kurt Warner? What was that? An 8-win team that got to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get over to the quarterback conversation next, because we did mention it right there about Brock Purdy getting paid. There have been a couple quarterbacks that have gotten paid this week, and it felt like just yesterday this was not the case. And I want to kind of pose this to the listeners and you guys that these contracts, these per year totals, they have blown up as we are watching a horse. I don't know, horse
equestrian.
Like, yeah, is this a question? I guess this would be considered equestrian.
That's a big crowd.
They had surfing on a second ago. Go back to that.
Oh, they're going back and forth. The coverage is whipping all across these events right now.
45 jumps they have to make. Oh, on a horsey.
Does he have to clear this with like the tree and stuff in the way?
Wow. What is this? He has to jump right next to the tree.
The tree was behind it. I was like, what the hell? I was like, this is a crazy obstacle they have to get by.
Just gets high-centered.
All right, quarterback contracts next on Sports Sunday. I swear, it's Sports Sunday.
Sports
on 1080 The Fan. But first, Schulte with a Sports Center update. Got a couple NFL quarterbacks that got paid. Getting paid. Tua Tagovailoa and Jordan Love, I think on the same day or back-to-back days, both got their contracts.
Oh, like an hour apart.
Dude.
I would like some money, too, please.
Yeah, can you read defenses? Cover zero?
Read.
give me the sticks on Madden. You know, I can put up some points.
Yeah, there you go.
You know,
actually, do you see the report? The NCAA football, the new College Football 25 game from EA Sports is apparently a lot harder that some players remember, because like they actually tried. EA tried to make it a little challenging, and you do have to have some sort of skill, maybe some football knowledge to play the game, and people are figuring that out. Yeah.
That takes all the fun out of it.
What a concept. You must know football in order to play a football video game.
I don't know. I just got Mario Golf this week on Switch. No knowledge needed. You just get up there with Yoshi and whack it, and it's great.
It's like, if you've seen me on a golf course, you would think that I wouldn't be able to play Mario Golf.
Koopa Troopa.
You're wrong. I am just crushing drives with Bowser.
Golf's where it's at.
But Tua Tagovailoa, he gets his contract. Jordan Love, he gets his contract. I'm trying to find the...
$220 million.
For Jordan Love, 4 years. Tua Tagovailoa gets $212.4 million.
Do you think that $8 million hurts if you're Tua?
Yeah, Tua signed first also, I believe. I believe the contract with Tua came out, and then later that day, the Jordan Love contract
like
comes out.
$8 million.
You're just like, son of a bitch.
No, I believe Florida is a no-income state, no-income tax state. As far as like state taxes, so that I believe technically makes him more of an earner than the Jordan Love contract.
Go
getting Wisconsin taxes,
the Wisconsin
taken.
Taxes. Yeah. That's the $8 million in taxes.
And what's the deal with Wisconsin taxes?
Let's see what state tax rate is.
They have roads there.
Yeah, they have things. Wisconsin, it is a state.
People like to have roads there.
But looking at some of the contracts, like I just feel that, you know, I've been doing this radio stuff for a couple of years.
Mm.
Started at The Fan back in 2015. I just feel like the per year annual rate for quarterbacks, like, am I crazy or is it just skyrocketed over the last 8, 9, 10 years? I mean, I feel like we were just a few years ago, guys were getting like 30 a year or 35 a year. And now it's like, oh, we're getting to 50. And then God only knows what the next contract talks are looking like. I mean, who's next up to get paid out of NFL quarterbacks? I mean, Mahomes has his contract. You got now Trevor Lawrence. He signed earlier this offseason. Well, Burrow's got his contract. Herbert, Lamar Jackson. I mean,
There's eight guys that are all getting over 50 a year.
Like, that is wild to me.
Well, I think Purdy's the next guy to get paid, if you're asking. That would be after this offseason coming up, either during the season or at the end. That's when I think you start to see those negotiations.
Was the Daniel Jones contract like somewhat of somewhat of an accelerator in this too? Like, as soon as he got 40 mil a year, everyone's like, well, if that dude's getting 40 a year, like, you gotta,
I think his
we
agent,
gotta pay him 45, we gotta pay this guy 50. I mean,
his agent must have pulled a fast one on the New York Giants, because they I think stupidly just handing him that contract as like the least qualified quarterback. What did he throw, 11 touchdowns that year, and he got paid $40 million. That that's ass. And that, unfortunately, has set the market. But you're right. It wasn't too long ago where, like, Aaron Rodgers was the new leader in quarterback salary with $30 million. Like, and God, even further behind that, like, I don't remember Peyton Manning ever making more than, like, $30 million in a season. 20, 25 maybe is what he topped out at. But now we're talking a period of a decade, that salary doubling.
You have Jordan Love, Trevor Lawrence, Joe Burrow all tied at average annual value, $55 million for a quarterback per year.
Well, and instead
Trevor
of it,
Lawrence.
I know. A little bizarre. But again, this is where it's just like the market is set. If you have your guy, you got to pay him. You know, yeah. It's also one of those things where the league is such a quarterback-friendly league that, one, they're going to get paid. If they show any semblance of being able to run your offense and you can have him for 4 or 5 years and then, you know, figure it out after that, I mean, that's where, again, you look at a Trevor Lawrence and you're like, dude, it could be so much worse. Like, what are we just going to have him play this next year and then close up shop and then go back to the draft boards and see what we can get? Again, it's like Joe Burrow at 55. I somewhat understand that as well, because if you get him fully healthy, he is one of the best quarterbacks, a top five in the league. I mean, Jordan Love getting a $55 million per year after essentially a season with the Packers, that one's pretty wild to me as well.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that's where I'm just like, that's where I'm just very perplexed and like almost like shocked. I'm like, damn, we are just throwing money at these guys with very little sample size and just be like, well, it's the market. You know, that's what the going rate is right now for a starting quarterback. No, and if you just have to prove yourself for 1 year, you're getting paid.
To your point, Dak Prescott is now claiming he is underpaid with a $40 million salary, expecting either the Cowboys or somebody to give him $60 million.
And he signed that in 2021.
Exactly. You're talking about the speed that this is happening. That even, you know, throwing out the last decade, the last 5 years, these quarterback salaries have exponentially grown.
Well, and that's where it's like in Patrick Mahomes now, of all the quarterbacks, he is what? His per year annual contract, he is, I believe, 13th or 14th on the list.
And that it's like 40, 45. And I'm pretty sure they did some salary cap working to where that doesn't actually affect the salary cap at a $45 million number.
13
either.
On this list of a per year annual value.
Well, it's like if you look at the list and you look at the teams, you're saying, okay, if we're only going to spend $25 million a year, like we're saying that like it's nothing, then, you know, where can we expect to fall in this? You know, like that's what the Seahawks paid Geno Smith. And people are like, well, too bad we won't invest in our quarterback. $25 million is a lot of money. And that should get you a pretty good quarterback. But, I mean, the next guy on the list is my boy, Minshew Mania, at 12.5 a year. You know, and so it's like that's like the drop, right? So Geno Smith, Baker Mayfield, Derek Carr, Aaron Rodgers, Daniel Jones, like that's the middle of the road. And then there's everybody else in the bottom of, you know, Zach Wilson. I mean, like Trey Lance, the
still
backup,
on his rookie deal.
He's making almost $10 million a year.
Well, he was a number one overall pick. That helps.
Yeah.
What was it? Number two?
Number two. Sorry. Yeah, my bad. Yeah. But yeah, top five picks. Yeah. They're usually making $8-10 million a year.
It's just wild. I mean, like, I wonder who, I mean, Dak is essentially the one that is next up. As a Cowboy fan, I personally am of the opinion that you let this year ride out. You let him prove it, let him show what he can do. And then you go to the table with an offer, because as a Cowboy fan, one, I'm just tired. I am just I am emotionally spent with that team, where I am just like every other news story that comes out, like, oh, CeeDee Lamb is going to hold out. I'm like, all right, whatever. Who cares? Oh, all right. Micah Parsons now wants a contract. I'm like, all right, whatever. Like, I am just so apathetic towards my Cowboys now. But when it comes to Dak Prescott, if he's the next one in line, I am very much like, bro, you got to get to at least a divisional round game, a conference game, not even a divisional round game. You did that 2 years ago, and then you ended up getting you lost to the 49ers again. So at this point, Dak, you need to prove it when it matters most. And I, you know, great job getting 12 wins the last three seasons, but you got to show me where it matters most if you want to get paid.
Brock Purdy making $900,000 a season is the craziest thing in the world, though. I mean, just
Say it's what he deserves.
Can you imagine?
You gotta prove it, bud.
Being a guy like Gardner Minshew, who's just like hanging tooth and nail to stay in the league, getting 12 and a half a year, and be like, all right, buddy, I guess I'll buy you dinner.
Well, like, what's Sam Darnold getting this year? Like 12 10. Or yeah, 10. He's getting 10?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, yeah, if you're Brock Purdy, you're definitely like throwing your hands up. Like, what the hell?
There are second string quarterbacks. I mean, quite a few, but several second string quarterbacks are making more money than Brock Purdy.
Yeah. All right. We're going to wrap the show up next. We got to plug some Pickles baseball.
Penix Jr.
Oh, yeah. He's getting paid more than Purdy, and he's not even going to play for the next 3 years.
Just going to hang out.
All right. We're going to wrap things up. Jeremiah Coughlin, we got to, like I said,
Sports Sunday.
Do some Pickles plugs
pickles,
next.
Pickles, Pickles, Pickles.
We do that next here, Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan. All right, as is tradition on 1080 The Fan, we come back from a commercial break late, and then we basically have to leave and end the show. But Jeremiah Coughlin here in the studio with us today, the on-field announcer for the Portland Pickles baseball. Just that on button. There you go.
All right.
Yeah, see, it's really simple in here. We keep it easy. What's going on out at Walker Stadium today?
Tonight is Mascot Olympics.
Ooh.
The Mascot Olympics tonight. Dylan T. Pickle will be out there competing against, usually we get like Blaze and who knows? I mean, the unemployed mascot, formerly known as Drunken Jeffrey, will probably.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Got a couple NFL quarterbacks that got paid, getting paid. Tua Tagovailoa and Jordan Love, I think on the same day or back-to-back days, both got their contracts.
Oh, like an hour apart.
Dude.
I would like some money, yeah. Too, please.
Yeah, can you read defenses?
Cover zero.
Read.
yeah, I mean, you know, give me the sticks on Madden. You know, I can put up some points.
Yeah, there you go.
You know,
actually, kinda... do you see the report? The NCAA football, the new College Football 25 game from EA Sports is apparently a lot harder that some players remember because, like, they actually tried. EA tried to make it a little challenging, and you do have to have some sort of skill, maybe some football knowledge to play the game, and people are figuring that out.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That takes all the fun out of it.
What a concept. You must know football in order to play a football video game.
I don't know. I just got Mario Golf this week on Switch. No knowledge needed. You just get up there with Yoshi and whack it, and it's great.
It's like, if you've seen me on a golf course, you would think that I wouldn't be able to play Mario Golf.
Koopa Troopa.
You're wrong. I am just crushing drives with Bowser.
Mario Golf's where it's at.
But Tua Tagovailoa, he gets his contract. Jordan Love, he gets his contract. I'm trying to find the...
$220 million.
For Jordan Love, 4 years. Tua Tagovailoa gets $212.4 million.
Do you think that $8 million hurts if you're Tua?
Yeah, Tua signed first also, I believe. I believe the contract with Tua came out, and then later that day, the Jordan Love contract
like
comes out.
$8
million? You're just like, son of a bitch.
No, I believe Florida is a no-income state, no-income tax state. As far as like state taxes, so that I believe technically makes him more of an earner than the Jordan Love contract.
Go
getting Wisconsin taxes,
the Wisconsin taxes. Yeah. It's $8 million in taxes.
And what's the deal with Wisconsin taxes?
Let's see what state tax rate is.
They have roads there.
Yeah, they have things. Wisconsin, it is a state.
People like to have roads there.
But looking at some of the contracts, like I just feel that. You know, I've been doing this radio stuff for a couple of years.
Mm.
Started at the Fan back in 2015. I just feel like the per year annual rate for quarterbacks, like, am I crazy or is it just skyrocketed over the last 8, 9, 10 years? I mean, I feel like we were just a few years ago, guys were getting like 30 a year or 35 a year. And now it's like, oh, we're getting to 50. And then God only knows what the next contract talks are looking like. I mean, who's next up to get paid out of NFL quarterbacks? I mean, Mahomes has his contract. You got now Trevor Lawrence. He signed earlier this offseason. Well, Burrow's got his contract. Herbert, Lamar Jackson. I mean,
Yeah, there's eight guys that are all getting over 50 a year.
Like, that is wild to me.
Well, I think Purdy's the next guy to get paid, if you're asking. That would be after this off season coming up, either during the season or at the end. That's when I think you start to see those negotiations.
Was the Daniel Jones contract like somewhat of somewhat of an accelerator in this too? Like, as soon as he got 40 mil a year, everyone's like, well, if that dude's getting 40 a year, like you gotta.
I think his
we
agent,
gotta pay him 45. We gotta pay this guy 50. I mean,
his agent must have pulled a fast one on the New York Giants because they, I think stupidly just handing him that contract as like the least qualified quarterback. What did he throw? 11 touchdowns that year, and it got paid $40 million. That's ass, and that unfortunately has set the market. But you're right, it wasn't too long ago where like Aaron Rodgers was the new leader in quarterback salary with $30 million. Like, and God, even further behind that, like I don't remember Peyton Manning ever making more than like $30 million in a season. 20-25 maybe is what he topped out at, but now we're talking a period of a decade that salary doubling.
You have Jordan Love, Trevor Lawrence, Joe Burrow all tied at average annual value $55 million for a quarterback per year.
Well, and instead
Trevor
of it,
Lawrence,
I know that, a little bizarre, but again, this is where it's just like the market is set. If you have your guy, you got to pay him. You know, it's also one of those things where the league is such a quarterback friendly league that one, they're going to get paid if they show any semblance of being able to run your offense and you can have him for 4 or 5 years and then, you know, figure it out after that. I mean, that's where, again, you look at a Trevor Lawrence and you're like, dude, it could be so much worse. Like, what are we just going to have him play this next year and then close up shop and then go back to the draft boards and see what we can get? Again, it's like Joe Burrow at 55. I somewhat understand that as well, because if you get him fully healthy, he is one of the best quarterbacks, a top five in the league. I mean, Jordan Love getting a $55 million per year after essentially a season with the Packers, that one's pretty wild to me as well.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that's where I'm just like, that's where I'm just very perplexed and like almost like shocked. I'm like, damn, we are just throwing money at these guys with very little sample size and just be like, well, it's the market. You know, that's what the going rate is right now for a starting quarterback. No, and if you just have to prove yourself for 1 year, you're getting paid.
To your point, Dak Prescott is now claiming he is underpaid with a $40 million salary, expecting either the Cowboys or somebody to give him $60 million.
And he signed that in 2021.
Exactly. You're talking about the speed that this is happening. That even, you know, throwing out the last decade, the last 5 years, these quarterback salaries have exponentially grown.
Well, and that's where it's like in Patrick Mahomes now, of all the quarterbacks, he is what? His per year annual contract, he is, I believe, 13th or 14th on the list.
And that it's like 40, 45, and I'm pretty sure they did some salary cap working to where that doesn't actually affect the salary cap at a $45 million number.
13
either.
On this list of a per year annual value.
Well, it's like if you look at the list and you look at the teams, you're saying, okay, if we're only going to spend $25 million a year, like we're saying that like it's nothing, then, you know, where can we expect to fall in this? You know, like that's what the Seahawks paid Geno Smith, and people are like, well, too bad we won't invest in our quarterback. $25 million is a lot of money, and that should get you a pretty good quarterback. But I mean, the next guy on the list is my boy, Minshew Mania, at 12.5 a year. You know, and so it's like that's like the drop, right? So Geno Smith, Baker Mayfield, Derek Carr, Aaron Rodgers, Daniel Jones, like that's the middle of the road. And then there's everybody else in the bottom of, you know, Zach Wilson. I mean, like Trey Lance, the
still
backup,
on his rookie deal.
He's making almost $10 million a year.
Well, he was the number one overall pick. That helps.
Yeah,
Was it number two?
Number two, sorry, yeah, my bad. Yeah. But yeah, top five picks, yeah, they're usually making $8-10 million a year.
It's just wild. I mean, like, I wonder who, I mean, Dak is essentially the one that is next up. As a Cowboy fan, I personally am of the opinion that you let this year ride out. You let him prove it, let him show what he can do, and then you go to the table with an offer because, as a Cowboy fan, one, I'm just tired. I am just I am emotionally spent with that team, where I am just like every other news story that comes out, like, oh, CeeDee Lamb is going to hold out. I'm like, all right, whatever. Who cares? Oh, all right, Micah Parsons now wants to come. I'm like, all right, whatever. Like, I am just so apathetic towards my Cowboys now. But when it comes to Dak Prescott, if he's the next one in line, I am very much like, bro, you got to get to at least a divisional round game, a conference game, not even a divisional round game. You did that 2 years ago, and then you ended up getting you lost to the 49ers again. So at this point, Dak, you need to prove it when it matters most. And I, you know, great job getting 12 wins the last three seasons. But you got to show me where it matters most if you want to get paid.
Brock Purdy making $900,000 a season is the craziest thing in the world, though. I mean, just
say it's what he deserves.
Can you imagine?
You gotta prove it, bud.
Being a guy like Gardner Minshew, who's just like hanging tooth and nail to stay in the league, getting 12 and a half a year, and be like, all right, buddy, I guess I'll buy you dinner.
Well, like, what's Sam Darnold getting this year? Like 12 10. Or yeah, 10. He's getting 10?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, if you're Brock Purdy, you're definitely like throwing your hands up. Like, what the hell?
There are second string quarterbacks. I mean, quite a few, but several second string quarterbacks are making more money than Brock Purdy.
Yeah. All right, we're going to wrap the show up next. We got to plug some Pickles baseball.
Penix Jr.
Oh, yeah, he's getting paid more than Purdy, and he's not even going to play for the next 3 years.
Just going to hang out.
All right, we're going to wrap things up. Jeremiah Coughlin, we got to, like I said,
Sunday.
Do some Pickles plugs
pickles,
next.
Pickles, Pickles.
We do that next here, Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan. All right, as is tradition on 1080 The Fan, we come back from a commercial break late, and then we basically have to leave and end the show. But Jeremiah Coughlin here in the studio with us today, the on-field announcer for the Portland Pickles baseball. Just that on button. There you go.
All right.
Yeah, see, it's really simple in here. We keep
I love
it easy.
That.
What's going on out at Walker Stadium today?
Tonight is Mascot Olympics.
Ooh.
The Mascot Olympics tonight. Dylan T. Pickle will be out there competing against Usually we get like Blaze and who knows? I mean, the unemployed mascot, formerly known as Drunken Jeffrey, will probably be there.
Who is just fantastic.
Yeah, it's an old, it's a giraffe, but it's like, you know, all the things mascots aren't supposed to do. He smokes, he talks.
He has a tramp stamp.
He does have a tramp stamp. He wears tidy whities.
Yeah, I feel like I saw in a video the other day he was asking for someone for $20.
Yeah, yeah, and he's
do you have any money?
He's pretty aggressive with people. he's not a great guy to have around, actually. But
he's great to have at Walker Stadium.
Yes. Yeah. So we have that going on tonight, and then what else is coming up? So we just went to space last night, Mascot Olympics, Trailblazers night is always very fun. That'll be next weekend, August 2nd. We got crop dust night.
Crop dust night, huh? Is there just going to be fart sounders on the PA system?
The whole time.
Nice. There we go.
Tour to Portland. Keep Portland weird nights. Maybe nice. I'll race the Unipiper again.
Oh, I hope he's out there. Yeah.
Yeah, he's always out there, and he wanted to race me across the warning track, and he found out that unicycles are hard to pedal in dirt.
Yeah.
And I smoked his ass. That's what happened.
Try not to have him do the national anthem, because that didn't go too well at the Timbers game a month or so ago.
Did he botch it? Because he's always done it good for us.
He did it twice. The first one wasn't great. He made up for it with the second one. But
yeah. Well, there's a lot of balls to keep in the air there. He's on a unicycle with a flaming set of bagpipes, Joe. Cut the guy some slack.
Nope, I expect better.
Yeah, come on out to the Walker Stadium. We got only a couple weeks of the season left.
That's right.
I think August 8th is our last official season game, league game. And then the playoffs will be the weekend after that. So go to, PortlandPicklesBaseball.com. Check it out.
Perfect.
Come on out.
Yep.
Have a good time with us.
Yep. Go out to the park. You'll see Jeremiah out there. I appreciate you coming in today, sir.
Yeah. Anytime.
We will have to hit the course soon since you have the golf bug.
Let's
it will happen.
Got to buy a knee brace because I'm 100, but I'll do it.
Jordan, thank you as always, my friend.
Yeah, I'll be in for Dirt and Sprague tomorrow, actually. It'll be a Schulte Will Ortner version of Dirt and Sprague.
Very nice. Tune in. And as always, tune in to 10 of the Fan, and we will catch you all next Sunday on not the Hot Corner.
No.
On Sports Sunday. Appreciate all you listening out there. Peace. All right, as is tradition on 1080 The Fan, we come back from a commercial break late, and then we basically have to leave and end the show. But Jeremiah Coughlin here in the studio with us today, the on-field announcer for the Portland Pickles baseball. Just that on button. There you go.
All right.
Yeah, see, it's really simple in here. We keep
I love
it easy.
That.
What's going on out at Walker Stadium today?
Tonight is Mascot Olympics.
Ooh.
The Mascot Olympics tonight. Dylan T. Pickle will be out there competing against, usually we get like Blaze and who knows? I mean, the unemployed mascot, formerly known as Drunken Jeffrey, will probably be there.
Who is just fantastic.
Yeah, it's a giraffe, but it's like, you know, all the things mascots aren't supposed to do. He smokes, he talks.
He has a tramp stamp.
He does have a tramp stamp.
He wears
tidy whities.
Yeah, I feel like I saw in a video the other day he was asking for someone for $20.
Yeah, yeah. And he's
do you have any money?
He's pretty aggressive with people. he's not a great guy to have around, actually. But
he's great to have at Walker Stadium.
Yes. So we have that going on tonight, and then what else is coming up? So we just went to space last night, Mascot Olympics. Trailblazers night is always very fun. That'll be next weekend, August 2nd. We got crop dust night.
Crop dust night, huh? Is there just going to be fart sounders on
the
PA system?
Yeah, I'll be doing that the whole time.
Nice. There we go.
Tour to Portland. Keep Portland weird nights. Maybe
nice.
I'll race the Unipiper again.
Oh, I hope he's out there. Yeah.
Yeah, he's always out there, and he wanted to race me across the warning track, and he found out that unicycles are hard to pedal in dirt.
Yeah.
And I smoked his ass. That's what happened.
Try not to have him do the national anthem. Because that didn't go too well at the Timbers game a month or so ago.
Did he botch it? Because he's always done it good for us.
He did it twice. The first one wasn't great. He made up for it with the second one. But
yeah. Well, there's a lot of balls to keep in the air there. He's on a unicycle with a flaming set of bagpipes, Joe. Cut the guy some slack.
Nope, I expect better.
Yeah, come on out to the Walker Stadium. We got only a couple weeks of the season left.
That's right.
I think the 8th, August 8th is our last official season game, league game. And then the playoffs will be the weekend after that. So go to, PortlandPicklesBaseball.com. Check it out.
Perfect.
Come on out.
Yep.
Have
come
a good
out.
Time with us.
Yep. Go out to the park. You'll see Jeremiah out there. I appreciate you coming in today, sir.
Yeah. Anytime.
We will have to hit the course soon since you have the golf bug.
Let's
it will happen.
Got to buy a knee brace because I'm 100, but I'll do it.
Jordan, thank you as always, my friend.
Thanks, yeah, I'll be in for Dirt and Sprague tomorrow, actually. It'll be a Schulte Will Ortner version of Dirt and Sprague.
Very nice. Tune in. And as always, tune in to 10 of the Fan, and we will catch you all next Sunday on not the Hot Corner.
No.
On Sports Sunday. Appreciate all you listening out there. Peace.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.